Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Chapter 8. Did I make the right choice? As soon as I chose my final answer, I was suddenly blinded by hundreds, no, thousands of bright star-like bright lights flashing into my face. I closed my eyes to avoid the brightness, and after waiting for a few moments, I opened my eyes to see that they had completely disappeared, and I was still standing in the same room as before. I was in awe for a moment before I heard a soft coming from my companion Waddell as he obviously pretended like he had something caught in his throat. I looked over at him with a smile plastered across my face with a sense of proudness and acknowledgement.
"I guess you chose to stay then,"
he said to me, and I simply nodded my head in agreement. "Yes. I had thought long and hard about this back when we were back in the cave that night. All I had ever dreamed of was to be in a world of magic with creatures of different shapes and sizes and endless game-like possibilities. Back home, I just had a regular job in a small apartment in the ghetto, and it was the same thing day in and day out. It got old. I wanted an adventure. I needed to know that my life had purpose and meaning. I found it here with you, my friend. I am sure there are many mysteries that we have yet to discover here, plus a new grayed out section of my map interface that is now opened up to explore, and I'm ready to see what else this place has to offer. If I ever do decide to go back, I can always bring up that same prompt again and go back to my planet. But for now, in the words of Sly Stallone, always keep punching."
"I guess with all that said, you made the right choice then," Waddell snickered. "But since you sacrificed your ticket to get back to your world to continue on here in my land, I guess I'll stick around and make sure that you don't get your chunky ass killed," he said, laughing.
I reached out my hand and he looked down at it in confusion. I nodded at him to emphasize to do the same, and after several long odd seconds, he caught on to what I was implying and did the same. I grabbed his hand and shook it. "This is what we do in our world," I said to him, releasing my grip and putting my hand on his shoulder, smiling. "Now come on, let's grab what we can and get the hell out of this place. It gives me the creeps." We scavenged through the top tower for a good 30 minutes before I walked over to the decapitated vampire to quickly analyze what he had carried on him for anything in good measure before we departed. "You have found Potion Vial of Health. When consumed, you get plus 10 health added to your life bar. Now swallow, you filthy bastard, you." Weight, 0.02 kilograms. Magic, health potion. Item class, common. I stuck the red vial into my sack, and we walked out of the large room and down the stairs. Going down was definitely easier than going up. I never was one to enjoy stairs anyways. I always complained having to go up and down them back at my apartment to do laundry at the public laundromat back home. Now that I did not miss one bit. Once we reached the bottom of the stairs, Waddell asked,
"What should we do next? I mean, we could loot this place and possibly come across more vampires or possibly something even worse. Or we could sneak out the way that we came and set up camp somewhere off into the woods."
I simply looked at him, quoting a classic to which I knew he wouldn't have the slightest frickin' clue as to what I said or what it even meant. But I said it anyways.
Just remember what old Jack Burton does when the earth quakes. My world, mind you. And the poison arrows fall from the sky, and the pillars of heaven shake.
Uh-huh.
He just looks that big old storm right square in the eye, and he quotes, "Gimme your best shot, pal. I can take it."
So, you want to search for more vampires in this castle, then?
Hell no, I said back, smirking. Let's get the hell out of here, and let's get a fire going. This place gives me the frickin' heebie-jeebies, dude, I said in response.
He said nothing more, but followed my lead back out of the underwater way that we had first taken to get inside. Once we stepped foot from under the castle back out into the open world again, we were stopped in shock as we were basically face-to-face with a 7-foot Bigfoot. The Bigfoot breathed heavily and had bloodlust in his eyes as it stared down at us in pure hatred.
"No, this can't be. We killed you," I shouted.
"I don't think that's the same furball, brother,"
Waddell whispered shakily to me.
"Well, I guess this guy must be one of its family members or friends and tracked us."
"Great, just great," I moaned.
"Well, let's crack some skull."
I didn't even complete the last word, and I was suddenly hit right in the face by this beast's fist across my jaw, knocking me 3 feet back onto the ground.
"Fuck me!"
I yelled, leaning over. The beast grabbed Waddell before he could imbue his arrow, lifting him with both hands into the air above his head and throwing him like a rag doll 8 feet into the grass. I stood up, summoned a fireball, and threw it at the Bigfoot creature but missed by mere inches from its right shoulder.
"Son of a bitch!"
I croaked out before it kicked me straight in my chest plate, knocking me against the concrete outer wall of the castle. The sound of my body armor making contact with the castle wall was the sound of scraping metal, and I fell to my knees hard, having the wind knocked out of me. I looked up knowing this Henry-looking fudge was about to pummel me into the soil when I suddenly saw an arrow strike its back, exploding into a burst of fire. It roared out in pain, turning to face Waddell. As it did, I saw the damage as a large burn hole showed where the bursted arrow impacted. I unsheathed my longsword from my back and charged at the beast. I jammed it into his right hip, and the Bigfoot backhanded me, tossing me back several feet, landing on the grass near the castle wall again. I fell hard, still holding on to my sword. Thankfully, it came flying with me to the ground. The beast moaned in pain, then felt the impact of a huge rock the size of a soccer ball hit me right in my gut.
"That bitch just threw a frickin' boulder at me!"
I screamed internally. I rolled over, trying to breathe and trying not to throw up. Another imbued arrow shot out from Waddell's bow and met its target as I saw it just in time as it landed into the back of the beast's head and exploded. Its head exploded into a burst of bone, fur, and bloody gore, shooting out several feet, spraying crimson just about everywhere, and the body of the beast fell limp, hitting the ground with a loud thud. The damn thing must have weighed a ton because I felt the vibration under me on the ground. I sat up in the grass, reaching into my sack for the vial of health. I popped the cork off and downed it like a shot of tequila, but luckily for my sake, it didn't burn down my throat like that would have. I watched my health bar increase by 10 points, but I still felt like shit. It wasn't enough. I reached back into my bag and ate a few of the health herbs and got my health back up to 75%. My health would be a slow snail's crawl back to 100% without any damage being implied, but that would be good enough for me right now. Waddell walked over to me, extending his small hand. I took it and he helped lift me back up onto my feet. We slowly, limply walked into the woods and out of sight. Chapter 9. Time to learn some shit.
That night, after collecting more health herbs in the forest, we set up camp deep in the woods far from that damned castle. We had a decent fire going, and we were simply talking about everything that had transpired, and totally avoiding the fact that Bigfoot totally kicked our asses and we nearly died. Again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Dude, I was thinking, what if I lose a piece of my armor in a battle, or we get robbed one night while we slept, or if a piece of my armor breaks, I lose my fire magic? My stats indicated that I could only possess fire magic if I am 100% equipped. That's a big frickin' risk, bro. How could I learn it, like for reals? I know in games you could buy or find spells in various locations or in guilds or stores and cities and whatnot.
There is the village of Waisaki about 10 miles north of here,
Waddell mentioned.
There might be some places in town for you to check out. I know there is an alchemist shop there. I haven't been there in many years, but they have just a little bit of everything you could expect in a village, my friend.
Well, to Waisaki village it is, I replied. I have never been to a village before, though. I'm not European, I'm American. We don't still have kings and queens. That's so middle-age-like, I thought. The following morning, we packed up and headed through the woods north towards the village Waddell had mentioned. As we walked, the smell of death and decay hit my nostrils in the slight breeze. I stopped and looked over at Waddell, noticing he smelt it as well. We crouched down, walking at a slow, stealthy speed and level, knowing something had just recently died, which also implies that whatever killed him or it might just still be sticking around too. We suddenly heard laughing and someone speaking further up ahead. It was in English too, and we crept closer slowly, wanting to know what we may be dealing with. Up ahead there was a human being. An actual human. He looked to be middle-aged, between the ages of 45 and 55 years old if I had to take a wild guess. His attire was rags and filthy torn cloth for clothes. His arms were covered in blood splatters as I saw him holding a large knife in his hand, covered in crimson.
Fool thought he would get a fair trade, sucker!
We heard him crackling to himself. It seemed he was alone talking to himself. I mean, full-on conversation psycho status. I quickly analyzed the man. Name, Byron. Race, human. Level, 2. Age, 53. Health, 150. Strength, 80. Damage, 45. Skills, none. Magic, none. Reputation, sleazeball. Humans have one of the shortest lifespans amongst the creatures of Horrorland, but are also one of the most active breeding races. They are also a bipolar race. One minute they are friendly, and the next minute they want to kill you. Watch yourself and who you call friend. After reading the human race's description, no wonder why Waddell was so off-put towards me at first. I looked further and saw the dead corpse of another human being laying dead in the grass covered in blood.
Looks like a trade gone wrong, judging by what I heard that earthling saying, Waddell whispered to me.
More like a trap or on purpose, I whispered back.
This guy is no bueno, my friend. What do you want to do?
He asked. You have been offered a surprise quest. Do you wish to kill this human for the crime of murdering a simple traveler? Yes or no? Reward: any loot found on his person. We kill his ass. I whispered sinisterly to Waddell, keeping my eyes focused on Byron. I hated bullies back on Earth, and I hated them here. And the fact that this man was a low-down criminal and murderer just made my stomach crawl. Waddell nodded and equipped an arrow to his bowstring, to which then I mentally prepared myself to will a fireball. When the man faced away from us is when we made our attack. First with Waddell releasing his arrow, not imbued, but simply a near-deadly shot to his upper shoulder blade. The man shrieked in pain, dropping his knife, trying to reach for the arrow now stuck in his back. I wasted no time rushing the man, and as he turned around after hearing my approach, I threw the fireball at him, hitting him straight in the stomach. The man cried out again in pure pain, and I slowed my pace, leaning down, picking up his knife, and walking over to him.
"Ah, you little prick," he spat at us.
Even though this man still had an arrow sticking out from his back and had just fried the center of his belly with fire, he was still talking shit. "Man, you just don't know how to quit," I said to him. "Now listen." My sentence was cut off as he spat blood into my face when I approached him. Byron just laughed and smiled at me without saying another word. Now, I have dealt with a lot of disrespect in my time, but a man spitting in another man's face has to be one of the most disrespectful things ever. I nodded, looking dead in his eyes, taking a deep breath and simply jabbing deep into his chest with his own knife. And still, the man didn't beg, didn't cry out. He just kept looking me dead in the eyes until his body couldn't keep his weight, collapsing onto the forest floor. You have completed the surprise quest. Any loot you may find,
take it. It's yours.
Waddell walked over to the dead corpse of the innocent victim, and I analyzed what belongings this murderous dog had upon him. You have found pouch of 50 gold coins. You have found small pouch of 25 silver coins. You have found bracelet of mischief. For whoever wears this bracelet gains plus 10 points in stealth and gains plus 10 points to all rogue profession abilities. Weight, 0.03 kilograms. Magic, rogue mischief. Item class, epic. You have found the spellbook of charisma. For who reads this spellbook will gain a plus 20 in charisma. Whether it be to charm another, or to simply have others see you more positively, this will give you the boost you need if you're a sore loser or ugly as hell. Weight, 1.36 kilograms. Magic, charisma, item class, above average. You have found small pouch of 30 fine-cut diamonds. I closed the dialogue and let out a, "Hell yeah, baby!" Noticing Waddell giving me a funny-looking side-eye expression which kind of looked like, "You're such a noob. Look." But I ignored him, because I just totally scored, and he was too busy looking at the already dead dude to notice. I took out the spellbook of charisma and opened its pages. And I knew. Congratulations! You have gained plus 20 charisma points added to your current count of 10. I walked over to Waddell and had to tell him all about it. "Dude, I found my first spellbook and I simply read it, even technically I barely even started to, and it just somehow fast forwarded through the pages somehow like someone pushing fast forward on a remote control, and I automatically gained 20 points in charisma." "Well, you're still ugly," Waddell smirked. "Not sure reading that book is anything but a waste of your time," he said with a slight giggle. "I examined this poor human here and he didn't have much on him. I believe the man we knocked off had already taken everything this poor man had possessed on him beforehand," Waddell said sadly. "I believe it. This scumbag had gold, silver, and diamonds on him. This guy was a level 2. Look at his clothing. This guy definitely was a thief."
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All in all, the surprise quest was a success, and probably the easiest kill we have had thus far outside of hunting for food since getting here. But make no mistake, there was plenty more in this land that I and possibly we haven't encountered yet. I chose to stay, to cleanse this land of its evil and bring normalcy and peace. But deep down, I also wondered if I had made the right decision. After all, it wasn't my planet, and technically wasn't really my responsibility. But what's done is done, I thought. How much farther is it to get to the village? I asked.
We are not far, just up over those hills up ahead, and you'll see the entrance, possibly 5-6 miles.
I nodded and said, Let's get moving then. It'll be dark soon.
Well, let's just hope they let us in for starters, Kenjo. This village is run by humans, and even though there's all forms of races living and working in the village, you know as well as I do how humans tend to operate.
Waddell replied back to me. No, you're right. Humans are flawed beyond belief. But you can't stand here and tell me that all the other races are perfect now, I said with a smile. Except for you, of course, oh wise elf Waddell. I mocked him with a chuckle. We continued on through the woods into an open landscape. Beautiful trees in a valley with a thin running river to our left could be seen. The sky was blue with thick clouds in the sky, indicating that rain might be upon us. Just another reason to get to the village in a timely manner, I thought. The breeze was a mild speed, more than likely another reason seeing those clouds that a storm might be coming. They picked up their pace, both knowing it's better to find shelter inside the village than trying to make one outside in the woods. The front entrance was something you would see in a movie. Large 12-foot wooden walls with 2 steel gate doors open, guarded by 4 guards in full steel armor. People casually entered and exited as some huts and farming could be seen within the village's outer boundaries. We both approached the entrance and were stopped by the main guard up front.
Excuse me, sirs, but I don't recall seeing you two around here before. State your business.
I analyzed the guard quickly before responding, noticing his name was Symes and was a level 7 and with the skill of melee, with the reputation of a strong, loyal soldier, yet a gambling type to which coin may have him turn the other way depending on the circumstance.
Hello, Mr. Symes. My name is Kenjo, and this is my companion, Waddell. We are simply here for trade and for room and board for the night. I see it'll be dark soon, and I can't help but see those heavy clouds above us. I feel a storm might be upon us in no time.
That you are right, sir. May I ask which trading you are looking for?
I am looking to buy or trade for spells and magic, an alchemy shop preferred, and a place to get some food and a room for the night.
Ah, I know just the place, young lad. For magic spells or enchanted items, you'd want to check out the shop named Rimjob Works, which is all the way down the main walkway until you enter. It's all the way down until you see a water well in the cross path. Make a left, and it's 3 stores on your right.
The shop is now closed, unfortunately, but you could try them again in the morning.
And for food in a room, I highly recommend the White Dragon.
He definitely emphasized the highly part at the end of his sentence.
As far as the White Dragon grub and snug, that's the best place to go to get your bellies full of meat and ale and get lost in some mossy treasures, if you get my meaning, kind sirs.
Symes said with a smile.
That place is open for business 24/7 like my ex-wife.
You could find it down the main center walkway, and when you see the blacksmith shop, take a right. It'll be right next door on your left. Look for the sign. You can't miss it, he said with a wink.
I do indeed,
Waddell spoke up with a smile far too wide for his tiny face. Thank you for the advice, Mr. Syme. Here. I took out a silver coin out of my pouch and handed it to him.
Thank you, sir. That's mighty kind of you,
he replied back as we walked through the entrance to the village. The village was busy, even for the evening hours it was. There were people walking all over the place. Many little merchant hut shacks closing up in the common walkways, as the guard had mentioned that the shop that we needed to go to had already closed for the night. There were humans, other elves, gnomes, two reptilian-looking folk I didn't even remember the name of their races were, all mingling around together peacefully.
This is amazing. How can you tell? We haven't even found the pub yet,
Waddell smirked.
Come on.
I gestured to him, patting him on the shoulder, and we started walking down the main center walkway. There were so many little shops and food merchants. It's just like everything I had ever dreamed about. Never did I think such a place actually existed, but who knew? We found the now closed blacksmith shop, which had an iron sign which read, Hard Pounding Station, which had me laughing really hard inside to where I almost broke out of character in public. That might be a good spot to check out, I mentioned to Waddell. But he never responded, as his eyes were strictly focused on what was next door. A tall building, 4 stories high, with a large wooden sign in the shape of a woman's breasts, were the words written, White Dragon, with a small white dragon mark on it. Above us, we heard a woman's moaning. Naturally, we looked up of what I guess you would call a man's curiosity, and saw 2 going at it over the edge of the outside room balcony on the 3rd floor, not giving a flying fudge who was watching.
Let's go inside,
Waddell said, not waiting for me to even reply. I shook my head and followed my companion as he opened the large wooden doors. The place was noisy, filthy in all the right ways, and reminded me of what places surely looked like in Tijuana, given at least here there was food. We found a table near the back and sat down. Shortly after, an elf woman walked up to our table holding a pad of paper and a pencil and greeted us.
Welcome, my lords, to the White Dragon. My name is Ivory. What'll it be tonight? Roast plate? Ale? Passion? Or all 3?
She winked at Waddell and motioned to the side wall.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Not 30 feet away, where several women of different races sat, waiting for some attention, it seemed.
All 3,
Waddell quickly replied.
Very good, she replied.
Now for the meal plates, we have the options of beef or chicken. If you're a plant eater, this is not the place for you. There is some grass outside with the animal stock, if that's your fancy. Each plate is served with potatoes, carrots, celery, squash, and a half loaf of bread. Plates cost 1 silver each, and the ale is 1 copper coin per mug. If you're interested in a room, it's 2 silver coins per room. Checkout is before lunch, so I wouldn't get too hungover if I were you. Our ale is our own house-made blend called the Rectal Release, and it is the most popular. We have other options, but I always try to let newcomers know of what's most popular. I am assuming this is your first time here? I haven't seen either of you two around, and I've been here for over 4 years. The ladies here are not free unless they happen to take a personal liking to thee. Prices are not made by the house.
Each woman has their own price. You simply just have to ask. Now, did you want company during or after you eat, kind sirs? We'll take the food first, ma'am, I replied. But we'd like to know which company we'd like, Waddell piped in. Yes, yes. To which piques your interest, Mr. Waddell, the name's Waddell. Pick one, she insisted.
Waddell glanced over at the wall of human, elf, and orc women casually sitting across from us but totally flirting with their eyes. Looking back, he simply replied,
I already have,
not taking his eyes off of the waitress.
Wise decision,
she simply replied and walked away back to the kitchen to prepare our meal.
This place is fantastic. Once I'm done eating, I'm going to do some serious damage to her. She may have to call out tomorrow after I'm done. We are getting separate rooms, right?
Waddell questioned.
Absolutely, I said. I wouldn't want to cockblock your evening by any means, buddy, I said, laughing.
Ivory came back shortly after with our food and ale, and we enjoyed the rest of our evening before heading upstairs.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.